Why do we have to suffer in material world? So we have to go to the root of this question. And I will ask you to fix first thing first and not undo it. Then you will get the answer to these questions. Otherwise you will go in a circle, round and around and round. Whirlpool. Sansar means whirlpool. You will just keep going in the whirlpool of material existence. And you will never understand. So first thing first, and I'm going to take you to the root of everything. Before the creation, all that was existing is who? Krishna. Aham, evasam, evagre, nayat sat asat param paschat aham yat etatcha yo avisyat so asmi aham aham evasham evagre. Before the creation, all that was existing was me and nothing else. I was the one. Middle of the creation, also I am the one. And after the annihilation of the creation, I am the one. Just like a spider. Before the spider jal, the web of a spider, all that was existing was spider. Not Krishna, spider. Of course Krishna, but spider. And then somebody in the web, some mosquito or some, says that, why the spider? A web and why, what, this and that. So Pider says, I was existing before the web. I am existing in the web. And I will remain after the web. So web is like creation. Spider is creating saliva. From the saliva, spider is creating big, huge web. Big, huge. Bigger than him. Wider than him. Taller than him. So, aham evasam evagre. So this is the first thing you should fix. Second thing you should fix is, he is the one who created both material and spiritual world. He is the creator, maintainer and annihilator. That makes him God. Definition of God is that one who creates, maintains and annihilates at the end. That is Krishna. No other demigods, no Lord Shiva, no, not even Vishnu, but Krishna. From Krishna, three Vishnu expansion takes place. So Krishna had a desire. It is in Krishna's quality, dharma, to desire, and independent, those two qualities. Janma adi yasya ataha, from whom all this janma, sustaining, creation, maintenance, and annihilation, adi. Janma adi yasa asya ataha, itaratasya artheshu. Abhigna and Swarat, independent. That Krishna is independent and he has independent desire, Sakti, potency of desiring. So he desired. What did he desire? Ekoham Bahushyam. I am by myself, I want to become many. Why? To increase the mellow, the taste. To relish the highest taste, mellow. So then you have to be two in order to enjoy. Person by himself in a cave for a long time, how much he can enjoy? Person by himself within this classroom for a long time, how much he can enjoy? But two students, enjoyment can be a little more, and three students, and five, and ten, and then variety, the girls and the boys, and variety is the mother of enjoyment. So variegatedness, the monist, impersonalist, Mayavadi, Prakasananda's followers, they cannot understand variegatedness and what is topmost enjoyment. So Krishna had a desire. He can desire. And Krishna has independence. So we are part and parcel of Him. So we also have independent desire. And we also have a minute independent svatantrata, independence. We also have a minute independence. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna created everything with the aim to enjoy. Father created small little child, father and mother. Why? Because that way they can enjoy and the children also can enjoy. They don't create children for making them suffer or miserable or distressful. They create children so that children can enjoy and father, mother can also enjoy. So this was the original idea of Krishna, to create us. Whatever you create, it is for your enjoyment. You create Lakshmi for your enjoyment. If I say your wage, every month you get salary, you give it to Krishna, give it to devotee, give it to neighbor, give it to needy. So one time you may, two times you may, how many times you will. Why? Because you created for your enjoyment. You created house for your enjoyment. You created children for your enjoyment. You create money or anything for your enjoyment. So whatever Krishna creates has to be for His enjoyment. And He is the original creator. Has to be. Prabhupada says very clearly, whatever we produce, create, meant for our enjoyment. Similarly, Krishna, whatever Krishna creates, it has to be for His enjoyment. And that's why everything emanate, inanimate, both spiritual and material world, He created for what? For His enjoyment. So did you fix what I said, scenario? Okay. Now question comes that some living entity from the beginning, anadi bahirmukh jiv bhogovancha kare nikasta maya tare japoti adare. Anadikal, from time immemorial, the living entity bhogovancha bahirmukh, they go away from Krishna, bahirmukh, and what they desire? They have a desire. Because Krishna desires. So we can desire. And what they desire? They desire bhog, indriya trupti, sense gratification, bhog, aakan, naak, jeev, tvacha, and then guda, jananendriya, prajanendriya, and hath, paav, and vani. Ten senses. So they want to gratify all 10 senses at same time. So much passion. I want to gratify. Gratify. Bhogavancha kare. They want to enjoy separately from Krishna. They want to gratify their senses. Bhogavancha kare. In another, they want to become competitor of Krishna. They don't want them to be enjoyed by Krishna, which was the original plan. Original plan was that Krishna can enjoy us. We meant to serve Him. And by serving, we can give Him pleasure. But that we discard, forgot. Instead, what we say? I want to become Krishna. I want to enjoy. I want to enjoy separate from Krishna. I want to become God's competitor, competing Him. Why is the only enjoyer? I am also the enjoyer. So in a kingdom, How many kings, the enjoying kings, can be? One. If somebody says in the kingdom, other than king, I am king, I am enjoyer, I meant to enjoy this, this land belongs to me, this prince belongs to me, this praja belongs to me, so what will happen? King will say, oh, okay, you can have other half. You can have half, I can have half of the kingdom. Will king say that? What will he do? Throw him in a jail. Isn't it? So this material world, Prabhupada says, is like a jail. And throwing him in the jail, king will do what? Reform him. Listen, you are not the king. I am the king. And you are supposed to submit to me. You become my subject. You remain my subject. You don't become my competitor king. You are my subject. And that is the correction. So similarly, Krishna also said, okay, you want to enjoy separate from me? You want to become my competitor? I created you for my enjoyment. You should serve me. By that, I'll be happy and you will be happy. A child serves father, mother. Child is happy, father, mother is happy. But child becomes rebellious and vimukh and competitor of father. I am the enjoyer. And this is my house. And this is my bank balance. Big problem. No? It doesn't become problem in the house. If some teenager says to his father, this is mine. This bank balance is mine. Get out of here. What will happen? So that is exactly what happened to us. We became rebellious to Krishna. We did not choose to serve him. A child must choose to serve father, mother. Why? Because that is his constitutional position. And by that, child is happy, father, mother is happy. But other way, child is distressful, father, mother is distressful. And that is exactly what happened to us. Krishna told Maya, take this living entity into your kingdom. This is his Maya's kingdom, called material world, where in jail, this is a jail, correction center. So Maya is kicking you, japoti adare, kicking you from every direction and making you correct. Maya is correcting you. Now what is that correction? Please become unmukh. Please go towards Krishna. Please serve Krishna. Please give up this nonsense. Give up. So this is correction. This is a correction center. So who can say that in a jail, those people who are culprit in the jail, they can enjoy in the jail? Out of question. They have to break the stone. They get beat up, they are in solitary confinement, they get to dig trenches and dirt and so many distressful conditions. Not enough food, they don't give enough food, so that he can come to his senses. Listen, you have to submit, you have to correct yourself. Torture. Jail means, so this material world is jail, where Durga Devi is torturing living entity with three modes of material nature. Devi esha gunamai, gunamai, mama maya duratyaya, mameve prapadyante, maya metam tarantite. So maya is torturing living entity. Distressful condition. So why distressful condition? Just take your scenario from original point that I said. That original idea was that you will enjoy, Krishna will enjoy. But we became like your children, two children, four children you have. And some two, three children are good. One children is rebellious. Drink, smokes and all kind of things you're not supposed to do. And that he will do. You can take away his desire and he cannot take away his independence. Similarly, Krishna cannot take our independence away, our desire. He cannot take it away. We have to change that. So why am I suffering here in material world? Because rebellious to Krishna. Because we are competitor, we are becoming competitor of Krishna. I am also Ishwaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham, Balavan Sukhi. I am the Ishwar. I am God. I am Bhogi. I am the enjoyer. No, Krishna says, no. Give up this idea. I am the enjoyer. Those three things, one who knows, he can attain eternal peace. Bhokta Ram Yajna Tapasham. So Krishna is Bhokta. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Srut Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Santi Mrityati. So Krishna is the Bhokta. So why we are suffering here? Fix everything and then you will come to conclusion. If you don't fix, first thing first, then you will go in circle. So then start chanting 16 rounds. Solamala. If you are understanding this point, you reform yourself. We all have to reform. And reformation takes place by chanting Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds every single day. You will start from tomorrow. Wonderful. No suffering then. You will become like me. Suffering remains 50 billion zillion miles away to me. No suffering. I have no suffering. Why? Because I don't think I am the body. I am the spirit soul. I am Atma. And I act on that as much as possible. I am the servant of Krishna. I act on that as much as possible. And then rest Krishna makes up. But we have to sincerely, seriously endeavor to become Krishna conscious. So that's the first question. Lord replied to Prakashananda. So Prakashananda, Mayavadi, Krishna Aparadi, they are offender of Krishna. So they think that Brahma is God and I am that Brahma. So aham, so asmi aham. I am that Brahma. I am that God. I am the God at the end. Tat, tat, tva, tvam, asi. Tattvamasi, tattvamasi, tattvamasi. We chant Hare Krishna. They chant soham cheham. Tattvamasi, 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 tattvamasi. I am that God. Me and God is same. And they kick God when they become God. When they become God, then they kick the God. God is dead. This is stupid philosophy. Philosophy of stupid people. We are not God. We are spirit soul. They think they are the God. So, Lord replies that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies to Prakashananda, that you think the body of Krishna is made up of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. Just like my body is made up of Maya, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. Similarly, Krishna, Ram, Narayan's body is also made up of Maya. My body made up of Maya, their body is also made up of Maya. So this is Mayavad. Mayavad. So they think Krishna is under three modes of material nature. They think God is under three modes of material nature. Sri Vigraha Namane Seito Bado Prasandi. Lord Chaitanya tells Prakashananda, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says to Prakashananda that you think that this deity form of Krishna is in three modes of material nature. It is a product of three modes of material nature. It is a product of Maya, stone or wood or paint, etc. You think that the deity form is made up of Maya, Mayavad. So he says that is Pasandi. You are Pakhandi, you are pretender, you are stupid, Pasandi. And then he says Asprushya. Adrashya, those who think that Krishna and Krishna's deity form is in the three modes of material nature, they are untouchables. Asprushya, Adrashya, And one should not take audience, see that person. If you see that person, if you touch that person, Mayavadi, who thinks like this, that Krishna is a product of Maya, then he is untouchable and we should not see him. And if you do that, you should go purify yourself. Take bath, Ganga Jal, Jamuna Jal, Radha Kund water. So this is Lord Chaitanya's answer, Aspruśya, Adrashya. And then he says, Haya Yama Dandi. Pakhandi Yamadandi, that he will be punished by Yamaraj so severely because he thinks Krishna is a product of Maya, or his form, deity, is a product of Maya, three modes of material nature. So he, Haya Yamadandi. Anybody thinks Archa Vigraha to be a product of material nature, three modes of material nature, is Pasandi, Aspruśya, Adrashya, Haya Yama Dandi. And Yamaraj will punish him very seriously. So, and then he goes on further. So this is Prakasanand, and then Prakasanand Saraswati, he becomes Prabodhanand Saraswati. Where do we go from here? How did you come here? Desire. You have desire to come to here. Today, you desire to come. So you came. You desire to become MA, BA, PhD. So you become one. You desire to earn money. So you earn money. You desire to eat. So you eat. Isn't it? So we desire to come here, Prabhupada says. These are Prabhupada's word. Prabhupada says, according to your desire, you go there. Yanti. Yanti means go. Yanti. Deva, Vrata, Devan. Pitrun yanti, pitru vrataha, bhutani yanti, bhutejya, yanti, madhyajinopimam. Yanti, go. Those who desire to go to material world, they go to material world. Those who desire to go to spiritual world, they go to spiritual world. Yanti deva vrataha deva. Those who desire to go to demigods, they go to demigods. Yanti deva vrataha devan, pitrun yanti, pitru vrataha. And those who desire to go to Pitris, they go to Pitrilok. And Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, those who desire to go to Bhuta, they go to Bhutas. And Yanti Madhyajinopimam, and those who worship me, those who want me, those who desires me, they come to me. So how we wind up here? Same thing. We desire to wind up here. Where do we go from here? We have to desire to go from here. If you want to go to hell, you desire to go to hell, you will go to hell. You desire to go to Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, you will go to Krishna Loka. But with that desire, Prabhupada says, you must deserve also. And deserving means Sola Mala a day, 16 rounds a day. Then you become deserved and reserved by Krishna. You become deserved. And then we desire, and then we go to Krishna. Deserving qualification is practicing bhakti yoga, especially chanting 16 rounds a day. One must chant 16 rounds a day. Otherwise, useless life, totally useless. There is no meaning to life, just sense gratification. And with this sense gratification, nobody has get satisfied up till now on earth planet. Hiranyakashipu tried to do on a bigger scale, biggest scale. But he failed. What to talk about us? He was the emperor of whole Brahmand, not just here or Swarg. The Swarg was very afraid of him, demigods. But he didn't, at the end he met the death, distressful condition, fighting. So we have to deserve, and that deserving quality comes from chanting 16 rounds a day. One must chant. That is called Abhideya, chanting 16 rounds. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Sri Krishna Prem, Prayojan. So, where do we go from here? Depends on your desire. We should change our desire. We should change our consciousness from material desire consciousness to spiritual. And then we must go. Where do we go from here? We should go from here to Golok Vrindavan. Krishna wants us. But before going there, we have to become deserving. That means purifying ourselves. because that is a pure planet. There is no dirt there. There is no pollution there. It is all prema there. Nothing but prema, love, one another, Krishna. Nothing exists there except love. So we have to train ourselves here to love one another, to love Krishna, to love. We have to overflood our heart with love of Krishna. Then we become eligible to go there. And to reawaken that love, full-hearted love, we have to chant Hare Krishna. We have to associate with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Sastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Haya Sadhu Sangha. So in spiritual world, Sadhu Sangha, Sata Sangha. Sat is Krishna, absolute truth is Krishna. And his Sangha, his association. And Sat Sangha means he is Sat, he is Sadhus, his devotee's Sangha. And that is very nicely available in spiritual world. So where do we go from here? You have to desire. Prabhupada says that you have to desire right to desire. Even to have a good desire, so we will have to desire that also. So deserving, chanting 16 rounds. And urdhva gati, ado gacchanti tamasha, urdhva gacchanti, utvam, urdhvam gacchanti sattvastva, madhye tishtati rajasa. So we have to go urdhva, tamaso ma jyotir gamai, asato ma asata gamai, mrutyu ma amrita gamai, uthista jagrata, varana bodh nibodhata, khurashyadara. This sansara is khurashyadara. On a razor's edge, if you walk, any little here and there mistake, immediately cut and blood, said. So this sansara is like that, khurashyadara. Little deviation from Krishna consciousness, you are finished. Little deviation. We should not get deviated ourselves from Krishna consciousness. Very dangerous. That means sincerely chanting 16. Serious and sincerely chanting 16 rounds, especially early morning. If not, you can spread out during the day. But chanting is first and foremost thing. So where do we go from here? You will have to desire to go to Krishna. How to engage conditioned souls in Krishna consciousness? So we should be very intelligent to engage conditioned soul in Krishna consciousness. We should be very intelligent. First and foremost is we should pick those persons who are ready. We planted one mango tree, and mango fruits are about to come. And we say, oh no, I'll plant another one. And again fruit comes, oh no, I'll plant another one. No, you already have, just harvest that first and then plant. So those people who are ready, we should harvest them first. In Johannesburg, somebody was asking me a question. How to preach to Christian people who are very rebellious and stubborn, staunch. I said, why waste your time? Why waste time? Let him practice the way he is practicing. Whatever scale, whatever level he can go to, he will not attain Vaishnava level in this life by practicing Christianity. He may, very, very rare. But he is not going to listen to you. Then why waste time? Let's harvest those people who are ready. And what are the qualifications of a person who is ready for Krishna consciousness? Three important ones. One is utmost humility, humble. He should be very humble. Second is he should be very simple, simple-hearted. Very simple-hearted. He should be humble, simple-hearted, and he should be willing to take up only Krishna. Ekantik bhakti of Krishna. Unalloyed devotion to Krishna. Ananya bhakti to Krishna. So these three qualifications makes one qualified to take up Krishna consciousness. So we should pick those first. We should pick them first and preach them. And that's why we ISKCON people are more into big cities. People are intelligent. People are very ready to accept. Then and people are thickly populated, people have money, people have intelligence, people have little time. If some labor class, 12 hours he is working, tired with the body, cooks home, eats and sleep. Next day the same routine. So how he can practice? And if you waste time with them, it is a waste of time. So how to preach, how to engage conditioned souls in Krishna consciousness? So we have to pick right people, not to bang our head against the wall, bump into wall. We have to become intelligent. Then we have to find his propensity, how to engage conditioned soul. Somebody is bandwala, likes music. Prabhupada, in Western world, all hippies, they like, you know. So Prabhupada just bongo. He didn't have mridanga, nothing, just bongo. You know, he's just under the tree. And then he said, oh, they like the music and they like to dance. They all like to dance. They're walking, you know, they dance in America. And if you go for Harinam, and they dance, start dancing also. So Prabhupada's interest, we have to see their mentality, their burning tail. What is their propensity? What is their propensity? Somebody likes to eat, people like to eat. So Prabhupada made nice hot halwa and Hare Krishna bullet, jalap jambus. This is Prabhupada's technique, how to engage conditioned souls. You can take them to picnic, your congregation. Take them to picnic, let them play. Let them, give them a lecture half an hour there. You can make them play if they like. We have to find out their propensities. And according to their propensities, we should engage them. Like if somebody is Brahman and you send him to the border for fighting, the poor person doesn't know what is gun and what is fighting and who is my enemy. He doesn't know anything about it. So you have to engage him in fighting. Security guard at the temple, or we have to give him banduk, you know, rifle, and here, protect the Lord, deity. We have to find out what is his propensity, and we can engage them. Some people like cooking, some people like to play, some people like to become a director of a play, some people like to lead, some people like to be led, some people like to do worship, chanting, kirtan, music, millions and zillions of way of engaging people in Krishna consciousness. We have to find that way for him. I remember when I was president, Yoginath Prabhu in Vancouver, very nice devotee, very nice devotee. So in my temple I wanted him. So I said, Prabhuji, you come and I will make you the, I will buy a restaurant, I will buy you all equipment, I will get you all labors, cooks, everything, and you manage the restaurant. And immediately he's ready. But if I tell him, go with the painting in the enroll and sell the painting, or he doesn't like to say, whatever he doesn't like and I engage him, that is not going to work. But to engage certain people, we should engage them. We have to find out special thing for them. And we have to facilitate them. President's, manager's first duty is that he is a facilitator for others to practice Krishna consciousness. So we should find that propensity in individual and engage them accordingly. So how to engage conditioned souls in Krishna consciousness? Different formula for different people. But common formula is prasad, kirtan, nachna, gana, or khana. Three, right? Feasting, dancing, and chanting. That is common. Everybody loves dancing. Everybody loves singing. Everybody loves, more than anything, everybody loves nice prasad. So we can engage them. And once they are accustomed, addicted to these three things, then you can do whatever like with him. Reading Prabhupada's books, very nice idea. Hearing Prabhupada's lectures, we should hear. You should wow to die. That I'll hear Prabhupada as soon as I get up in the morning. I'm going to press the button of MP3 player. I'm going to hear. Because those 45 minutes, what do you do? Bathing or clothing. What else you do? 45 minutes it takes. So 1.5 lecture. Prabhupada gives 30-minute lecture. Every day we should hear. Driving, we should hear. Eating, we must hear. Eating, I put my phone on while eating, you know. I keep quite a bit use of playlist. You just press the playlist. Very important, very, very important. The first thing you advise to people is listen, because reading is a little hard for them. But hearing, they want to hear music. Everybody has iPod and iPad and, you know, everything, my, everything. So, easy, hear. And it starts with hearing. Tat sunu, sunvatam svakatam, Krishna, punya sravana kirtana, rudayantastva badrani, vidunoti srutsatam, sunvatam. Sunu, he starts with hearing. If he can't hear, then what we will do? We have to start hearing Prabhupada. You cannot minimize, you cannot say, I hear Prabhupada enough. If your work allows earphone, then 8 hours minimum you should work. At work, you should hear him. Because it allows you. Put the earphone on. Yeah. Wonderful idea. If you can hear at work, then your work is more than worship. You are worshipping Krishna 8 hours. Just imagine, solid 8 hours, by hearing you are worshipping Krishna. This is Grihastha's first duty. If you have time, I can read, but there it is, says specifically, the Grihasthas must get into habit of hearing, Katha, Krishna's Katha, Krishna's incarnation's Katha. This is the essence of Grihastha life. Narada Muni is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj in 7th canto, 14th chapter or 12, whatever, and it is titled Duties of the Grihastha. That's a title. And Narada Muni is stressing sadhu sang and hearing from sadhus, Krishna Katha. This is all Grihastha life means. The aim of Grihastha life is this. Somehow or other, have a sadhu sang and hear from sadhus, Krishna Katha. So maximize your hearing, Prabhupada. Minimum while traveling, while eating, and while taking bath. Minimum that. And fourth, while sleeping. When you sleep, then you put your MP3 on into your ear or into your, you know, speaker, small little bit, and you just, when you fall asleep, then again that sound will wake you up. And then you, or else nowadays timer is there. You just sleep, put on a sleep mode and automatic setup. Very important, very, very. It will make your life just by simple process, hearing. This many hours you hear, your life will be totally perfect. Maximize your hearing. Now, come to that point. Maximize your hearing. And that will make you memorize sloka also. Automatic. You don't have to separately endeavor. Prabhupada is quoting so nicely and then explaining the same sloka. That's how I learned slokas, by hearing Prabhupada's lectures. Very important. So any question at all?
At the time of a heart transplant.
Heart transplant.
Yeah. What happens to the jivatma?
Yes. Prabhupada answers like this, that you are sitting on that chair, right? And some bug came up to the chair and he saw that bug. So temporarily you sit on the other chair and then get rid of bug and then come back on the chair. Right? Simple. So tisthati is residing or sitting in the heart. So when heart transplant takes place, then the soul takes shelter somewhere else, heart. And then when heart is repaired, it comes back. Your soul is within your body. Doesn't have to be in the heart all the time. The spirit can relocate here and there. Krishna is here and there and everywhere, omniscient. So for him, just to temporarily be here or there, it doesn't matter. At the time of death, he says, you stand up, you get up from the one chair, one body, and you sit on the other chair, other body. Transmigration. Simple to understand. Your person is same. The living entity is same. Krishna is same. And they both remain together. Sarvagata. They are Sarvagata. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.